be getting in the band. And, I mean, you've been hearing them play. They're amazing. But they were like, oh, no, I don't know if I'm going to get in.
That's funny. Well, you can't be too confident now. That's... Jinx is everything, you know? Maybe a little, like, exactly. Being a little nervous about it. It's a good thing, you know?
It's good to stay humble.
It's always good to stay humble.
You know, I feel like if you're, like, not nervous about something, it's like you don't care as much about it either. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, oh, yeah, like, I got a show later, but, like, who cares? It's just this. It's like, you don't care. Like,
so you don't
it's
care.
Good. It's good to be, like,
it's good to care about music.
Nervous, yeah. All right, well, it is 7 p.m., and every hour on the hour, WREV has to provide a PSA to our listeners. So I'm going to go run in and grab our PSA binder from the booth, and you guys get to read it out loud on air. And oftentimes, bands, like, play a little backtrack if you guys want to, you know, get some jam going or something like that. You could do whatever. I'll be right back. I'll grab it, but you guys chat amongst yourselves while I grab it.
Yeah, we could just do the original and just jam on that.
Okay.
I could do that. I like that idea.
Let me guess.
Read PSAs for
this.
Ever have a ringing in your ear? Being around too much loud noise, like a leaf blower or a rock concert, can cause tinnitus and permanent hearing loss. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the US. The louder a sound is, the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. The CDC recommends the following guidelines to prevent hearing loss. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down while watching TV or listening to music and using headphones. This message is brought to you by your volume aware DJs and Girls Night at WRUV FM Burlington. Yeah, that one's an original we're working on. We don't have any lyrics yet, but that one's by Nick, our guitarist.
Nice. I like the spoken word vibe. Actually, it fit really well with the song. So, yeah, hearing loss. Don't do it, hearing loss. And yeah, that's the rest of it was tight. I was like, this is a good jam.
Yeah, I kind of like this. I might take a picture of this.
You might have to. You could always read out a different thing every time you play the song too.
I might take a picture of this.
Read a different poem.
Put it in the actual song.
I like that.
That's kind of awesome.
Or snapping a flick. Yeah, go for it.
Exactly.
I remember somebody read one and during one of their songs. It was an email. Wait, are you guys? What year are you guys?
I'm a half sophomore, half junior, because I was a spring semester start, but mm-hmm. I just say I'm a sophomore.
I'm a freshman. I'm a sophomore.
Nice. Okay. I only asked that because when I was a freshman, there was this crazy thing where everybody was knocking down the exit signs in all of the dorms, and they sent out crazy emails, and they were if you have an exit sign, you're gonna get fined, you're gonna get suspended, yada yada yada. But then they had this thing called an exit sign take back day, where they were like, guys, we promise if you bring all of your exit signs and leave them here, you won't get in trouble. Just everybody please return the exit sign. I don't know why they had to bring them all back, but they wrote this crazy email out and sent it to the whole school, and somebody the band came in and did a song, and they read the email out about the exit sign take back day.
That's awesome.
It was just crazy throwback lore. I was no way this is in somebody's song right now, but y'all got it.
Yeah. The name of our next song, Hearing Loss.
Yeah, Hearing Loss.
Maybe.
Very cool. Why don't you keep playing this? Me. Everybody. Everybody tuned in once again, 90.1 FM Burlington. This is Exposure every Wednesday night, and we've got Girls Night in the station today. Yeah. Please don't play Smells Like Teen Spirit. Please don't play Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, so I fear we may be a little underprepared.
Don't worry. We don't. It's just we have this much time blocked off, but we don't always have to go the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, we can always make some stuff up.
We could. Just on the radio. There's no cursing allowed.
Instrumental?
No cursing.
Instrumental.
We could censor
it. Instrumental? But
instrumental.
Right. So we got two more prepared songs, and we might just spitball a little bit for a couple others, but this one is another one that needs no introduction, but I'll give it anyway. This is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. So I lied. I forgot that we had one more song that we have prepared, but I wasn't used to it. So just give me 1 second to get this tuned properly. Okay, yeah, we're ready now. And this song is, it's another one that shows my emo side a little bit, but it's called Death Cup by Mom Jeans. Thank you. down and then see if all my love go unspent. My nights have hikes and weekends. You are my best friend. I didn't want this to end. So this is the last one we've prepared, but I think we might try to spitball a little bit. And this is between Girls and Cigarettes, Sal's Peeve, Tarantula Batty Dispenser, and Girls Night. There's one song that has remained consistent, and it's this one. I'm not even going to say anymore. Special, as we call it.
Classic. Oh, well, it is a special one. It's a good one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost 7:30. Like, if you guys have another song you would like to play, we could play it. But if not, we could just wrap it up.
Which one? What song?
Wait, which one?
Please.
Beer Base is a big Weezer fan.
Me
and
too.
As soon as Weezer's mentioned, a little light sparks in her eye, and it's like God has awoken within her.
Weezer was my first concert.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
I drove 7.5 hours with my friend to see Weezer in Toronto on their most recent tour.
Nice.
And let me tell you, it was so worth it.
Oh, good.
It was pretty sick.
Yeah, it was me and my best friend jamming out. We were like 11, and my parents took us to see Weezer, and we were like, yes!
Awesome. Do you have a favorite song of theirs?
Yes, I love their Pinkerton album, and my favorite song off of it is probably El Scorcho.
El Scorcho is really good. I like Get You a lot.
Get You's good.
I
love Suzanne.
Suzanne's really
good. That's not on Pinkerton.
Say it ain't so. Yeah, we can do it. We can do a little say it and so.
Little say it and so, and then we close it out. What do you guys think?
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome.
A little encore. I'm just going to... It's going to take us a little second because we've never played this before.
Oh, wait. Maybe we shouldn't do that.
No, I think we got it.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Who said that?
But we got the chords. And hey, for a guitarist, that's all you need.
It is a pretty simple song. I think it would be hard for us to mess
this up. Okay.
I guess we'll see how this goes.
See how it goes.
So, you know, a little experimental girls' night moment for our last song.
Experimental. I mean, we could close it out with Peggy.
No.
Oh, no.
No,
no,
no.
It's
Cable 3.
Say it and so.
there was a bit of a mishap, but guys, I think that was pretty good for our first try.
To be able to play a Weezer song with you guys, this has been a dream come true.
Glad we can make it happen for you on air. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Before I wrap it up, do you want to plug yourselves at all? Do you got any gigs coming up? Any music out? Are you working on anything?
Yeah. So we're Girls Night, obviously. Our Instagram is at Girls Night the Band on Instagram. You can find all of our shows and our music once we start releasing it finally. You can find it all there. And for shows, we have one April 26th at 400 South Willard Street. It's a $5 entry, but you should pull up if you can.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in. For everyone tuned in, once again, this was Girls Night, and this is Exposure, a segment we have weekly on Wednesdays on WRUV. And yeah, we're wrapping it up for the semester. Tune in next week, 6 to 8 p.m. We've got Ruminations coming in, and it'll be a good time. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Good evening. Good night, of course.
Thank you.
This has been Exposure on 90.1 FM Burlington. Take it away in the booth.
fascinated by your confidence.